emotional wreck, I suppose, is probably the best way of putting it. You think of all the good times that you've had, and 7 years I've been there, and it's just a long time to be at one club. And you know, they've been great with me since day one. Really, we've had a bumpy ride, we've had a good ride, and we ended up one kick away from the championship. And obviously, it's gone a little bit sour. Obviously, we've got the relegation, and now they're looking to get out of League Two at the moment.
Is it fair to say you didn't want to leave?
I didn't really want to, no. Circumstances being what they were, it was. I felt like I had no choice.
A lot of people knew that there was there seemed to be a deal to take you to Northampton in place. Can you tell us why you're not now a Northampton player or still at Leighton Orient?
Because I didn't want to go. It was just one of those. They did come in. Found out about it Tuesday morning before our game against Stevenage in the Johnson's Paint Trophy. The agent told me straight away, and as soon as he called me, I said, no, it's not. I don't want to go. Agents being what they are, and Northampton trying to push it a little bit more, it went on a bit further in the day and wasn't in the squad that evening. So I had a chat with Andy, Hess and Tyler, said obviously about the interest, and you know, I said to him that I'm not going to go, and it just went from there really. And then the next part I can't really elaborate on, to be honest, for legal reasons. So that's about as far as I can go with that.
Okay, and then of course it transpired that you were you in the end you left the club. I suppose that much we do know.
Yeah, no, yeah, that did happen. Really, I wanted it done before the 11 o'clock deadline. Obviously, would have allowed me to have gone and played somewhere else, but circumstances being what they were, for whatever reason, it didn't get done. So at the moment, I wouldn't say I'm in a predicament, but I've never been in this position before, and it's not nice not being able to play. Obviously, I've just come back from a cruciate ligament injury. I've already been out 9 months, so I'm going to have to sit it out again another four months before I can kick a ball in the Football League again.
Can you tell us, you know, your feelings now, though, and your view of the way it was done? I know you can't go into details, but as I said, it left a sour taste in a lot of Leighton Orient fans' mouths because you were so highly regarded. You know, what can you tell us about, if not the details, but the way you feel that you were treated and the way you feel about the football club now?
Just a bit disappointed. Just wanted to make, you know, we'd come to the, you know, our conclusion, and I was going to go my separate ways. And yeah, disappointed it wasn't done before 11 o'clock. But for the club in general, it hasn't left a sour taste. It's a club that I'll always love. When I finish playing, I want to be a manager. If I could go back there and manage one day, that'd be great. I've not got a bad word to say about the football club. I've had a great time, and I wish the club every success, and I wish the fans, you know, they get what they want. They deserve at least League One football, at least, if not, you know, get them into the Championship. You know, I wish them all the best.
I wonder if I can take you back to when you left, because I'm sure you were struck. I know we were when we saw it on social media, the outpouring of affection for you from Leighton Orient supporters. I mean, there were many, many, many people who were very, very sad to see you go, and communicated it to you as well, as we can these days using social media.
Yeah, it's one of those. I mean, I'm quite a frequent user on this. I think it's a good way to interact with the fans. I mean, obviously, it's only bad if you end up sort of arguing and stuff like that. But I think certain things like this, I think it's great. It's definitely filled me with a lot of happiness that, you know, I've been able to, you know, play for such a good football club, for such a special football club, and for the supporters to send sort of messages that they have. It shows I've been doing my job, I suppose.